First touchdown of the game for either team. It goes to Kyle Rudolph.
We are executing some new touchdown celebration.
Hi, Rudy. Because you are in our MVC, our most valuable celebrator competition, we wanted to take you through some of the top celebrations of 2017. Get a little bit of your vibe. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, here we go. When do you practice these things?
Ours was not practiced at all. It was simply in the huddle right here before this play. Hey guys, you know, we score here. What do you think of Duck Duck Goose in the end zone? And
so you're telling me you're sitting there in the huddle on Monday Night Football and the conversation inside of that huddle is let's drop the Duck Duck Goose in
absolutely
the zone, right?
We were actually, the play call comes in and, you know, there I knew there was a good chance that myself or Blake Bell, the other tight end, were going to score. And so I told Blake, I'm like, all right, whoever scores is the ducker. Like, you get it, and then everyone else get in a circle. And it was executed perfectly.
The question is Kyle Rudolph playing Duck Duck Gray Duck or Duck Duck Goose, as they would call it here in Chicago?
Can you tell me what the hell Duck Duck Gray Duck means?
Apparently, every child that's been raised in Minnesota grew up playing Duck Duck Gray Duck. And their logic is that you can use different colored ducks to, like, trick people.
Minnesota's got some weird people, man. All right, we got a little potato sack. T. Kels, what do we think of this?
Initially, I'm thinking there's no way he's going to challenge Tyreek Hill in a race.
And not only did he score the touchdown, but then four guys got down there on the sideline and they had a potato sack race.
Travis is a fairly confident guy, but there's no way he's going to race one of the fastest guys in football.
Right. I place a real premium on quarterback involvement. And what you're going to see here is Alex Smith being a guy that says, hey, I'm going to get down there. He doesn't get quite in the end zone. He knocks over the pylon, which is a rookie thing.
Most of the time, they're throwing the touchdowns. You know, they're not the ones scoring the touchdowns, and yet you see the quarterbacks flying down the field to get involved in the celebrations.
All right, we got a little Bears action. Dub Bears. I think this actually turns Eagles.
I don't think these guys get enough credit. These guys are so on point with, I mean, that's like 12 guys, and they're all just right there. And there's our lineman coming in again, like, good job, guys. Like, better you than me.
This, you're going to see Malcolm Jenkins out front really, really lead this charge.
Oh, absolutely. Now, not only a leader of that defense, clearly he's a leader of, we got the electric slide there. I mean, that's awesome.
We got NOLA.
Saints action here.
Do you know this? Familiar?
This would not be one that I would ever try to attempt. I do not have the skill nor the dancing ability to pull this off.
Let me see what you got.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you do this?
I feel like,
is this it?
I know there's a sequence to this. You know, like, how, you know, like, which arm goes in front and, you know, how many times, then, you know, you make the switch there. Now he's got the left arm in front.
He's pretty damn good at that. Backpack kid, that's what he is. Yeah, the backpack kid.
Absolutely. How many times do you think Mark practiced this in front of the mirror? That's the real question.
Who we got here?
It's Juju. Juju. Absolutely.
Okay, what do you got, Ju?
Hide and seek. This is.
You know all these things before they even come up.
I feel like they're. The concept of the hide and seek is phenomenal. Le'Veon could have hidden a better place. Just going right behind the goalpost. I mean, my man there in the yellow shirt's already holding it down. I feel like there's a great opportunity where he could have hid. I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, you got two tunnels there. They could have really ran with this hide and seek. I'm in the front of the line here, and here's Diggs again. Just screwing up. He doesn't stop. He's supposed to get in front of me so then I can jump over someone.
This is back-to-back flubs by Diggs.
Yeah, it's basically we've learned that Diggs did not play very many kids' games as a child.
We're essentially in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. So does this mean that we ramp up the celebration game? Or do we got to tone it out?
No, I mean, I think this is where the celebrations have to ramp up. And I certainly hope that we're scoring a ton of touchdowns. Therefore, we got to think of a lot of celebrations. that would make for a good January and February.